Unit 2, Computers and Technology.
Reading 2, Gamers, Image and Reality. Video games have become very popular. There are numerous games for the personal computer. Additionally, game systems like the Sony PlayStation and the Xbox can be found in many homes. As video games have become more popular and sophisticated, they have influenced popular culture. The character of Lara Croft from the game Tomb Raider is well known even to people who have never played the game. There have been several movies based on video games, Tomb Raider included. Obviously, the video game industry is highly profitable, and the designers of a successful game can become very rich. Of course, what this means is that there are many people buying and playing video games. What kinds of people are they? There are many stereotypes about gamers. The first one is that most gamers are males. Another stereotype about gamers is that they are not interesting or attractive as people. According to this view, gamers are mostly fat because they always play games instead of exercising. Even if they are not fat, they are still unhealthy because they rarely go outside or do anything active. Another part of this image is that gamers are ugly. They play games because it is impossible for them to find girlfriends. Not only are they ugly, but they are also boring. Gamers have no interests outside games, so games are all that they can talk about besides computers. Further, this image of gamers implies they are antisocial. They do not know how to communicate with other people. This is the main reason that they play games. Gamers spend all of their time alone with their computers, and they only connect with other people through the internet, where they can pretend to be different people. This sort of communication is not real, since gamers would never be able to talk the same way with people in the normal world. The most negative stereotype about gamers is that they possibly have emotional problems. Many video games are violent, so gamers might be influenced by that violence. They may start to feel that it is okay to use violence in real life. Further, gamers spend too much time in the false worlds of their games. The result is that they can no longer recognize the real world. They may come to believe that they are characters in a game. The result of this could be violence or destruction of property, either real or through computer hacking. Of course, these views are only stereotypes. Some gamers may be this way. However, a recent study about gamers was conducted in the United States by the Pew Internet and American Life Project. This research involved a survey of 1,162 college students across the United States. The survey found that most gamers are the same as normal people. According to the survey, both gamers and non-gamers spent the same amount of time doing different kinds of activities, like studying and exercising. Gamers did not spend all their time playing games. They did not spend all their time alone either. Most of the gamers in the survey lived normal lives and had normal friends. For them, gaming was a social activity. These gamers were unlikely to commit violence against others. Finally, the survey found that just as many women as men played video games. According to this survey at least, gaming has become a normal hobby, like any other. And as is the case with many other stereotypes, the stereotypical image of gamers does not seem to match with reality. Supplemental reading. Why play computer games? People like video games for different reasons. Playing a game like Quake 3 allows people to have an imaginary battle where they can shoot or destroy their opponents. This sort of game can be exciting for some. Others find that it helps to take away their stress. Quake 3 is an example of a first-person shooter, FPS game, one of the most popular kinds of games. There seems to be a thrill that comes with fighting, especially when it is with other people on the internet. Other games provide a different world for the player to enter. These are called adventure games. The games may place a player in a different time or place, or create an entirely imaginary world. A player may be able to win by fighting, by strategy, or by solving puzzles. But the most important point is the different world of the game. Myst and Riven are two of the most famous adventure games. Some role-playing adventure games allow players to create new characters for themselves. In the game, a player can be a hero, monster, or any number of other kinds of characters. Role-playing games are very popular, particularly on the internet. One of the most popular is EverQuest. In this game, players join others online to have adventures. They can play many different characters, making different names, abilities, and personalities for themselves. The feeling in these games is like becoming a character in a book. There seems to be a game for just about every kind of personality.